definitely going to want to take her home with us. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. Woo, Shenanigans too. Awesome. Thank you. Wow. All right, I got to catch my breath. That was just too much fun. Okay, so let's get serious here. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Valerie, and I am your flight attendant. On behalf of Captain Scott and the entire crew, welcome aboard CSL Airlines Flight 7641, nonstop flight to higher consciousness. We'd like to tell you now about some important safety features of this aircraft. The most important safety feature we have aboard this plane is the flight attendant practitioners. Now, we request your full attention on flight attendant Cindy as she demonstrates the safety features of this life craft. In the event of an emergency, please assume the meditation position. Please take a moment and look around to find the nearest practitioner. In the event that the need arises to find one, you'll be glad you did. Attitude and mental pressure are always being monitored. In the event of decompression, an affirmation will automatically appear in your mind. To start the flow of goodness, repeat the affirmation. If you are traveling with a child or someone who acts like a child, secure your consciousness first. And then assist the other person. Keep your thoughts high until a demonstration has occurred. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please stow your carry-on baggage out of mind. You'll want to release any extra baggage that does not serve you. And be fully present in this moment. Please take your seat, fasten your seatbelt. We're going to a higher level. At this time, your portable electronic devices must be stowed in the airplane mode until the end of the flight. We're glad you have joined us aboard. Flight attendants, you may please take your seat. Thank you. Good morning. It is the best day ever because I know your seatbelts are fastened and we are ready to move to a higher level. I was thinking about how my resume reads like a novel, and the one thing I haven't done is been a flight attendant up until now, so there you go. So, yeah, normally I'm just a little more free flow, so we're just going to get down to earth because that's kind of how I roll. And today's topic, this whole month is really about love. And so what am I talking about today? I'm talking about we belong to each other. We belong to each other. We're all part of that oneness in this cosmic soup. Ernest Holmes says this: one life behind all that lives, one, never two, the unity of all life. To learn this is the secret of the ages, is that there's only one. And it's like we get to be the writer, the director, the actor of our life, and everyone else are bit characters. So what characters have you invited into your life? Yeah, some days. And other days it's like, yes, I've invited some really amazing characters into my life. And if you are new to this philosophy, the basic philosophy is that we do create our own reality. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, studied great teachers. Jesus, Socrates, Aristotle, Buddha, just to name a few, along with Emerson and Troward, Emma Curtis Hopkins, some of the great minds of the ages, coming up with this wonderful philosophy that totally works for me. And the best thing that I ever heard when I walked in the door, because I had been to so many other philosophies that said, this is what you believe and this is it. And it's like, well, that doesn't really work for me. And trust me, if you've ever taken any one of my classes, anytime anybody refers to God as a he, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard to me. Because I'm a woman, and God is within, and God is that energy that flows through all of us. So God is an it. It is a spirit. It is love. It is that energy behind everything. And with there only being one, I've studied this. It's like a lifetime. Because this philosophy is simple, but it's not easy. Just knowing that we're creating everything, that my thoughts are things. and that these thoughts go out there and create a vibration within me that brings and magnetizes to me that which I truly believe. Ernest Holmes quotes Jesus. Jesus said, "Judge not according to appearances. That is, do not be confused by the conditions around you. The waves may be turbulent and the boat tossed. The appearance is real enough, but do not be confused over it. Be still and know that I am God." The inner spirit is proclaiming its own nature. It is announcing its own program. So we're creating it, and despite any appearances out there, we as collective consciousness and as individual consciousness, we're creating this thing called life. So what do you want to create? Something great? Yeah. More good in your life? Yeah. And that's where we have to just get out of our own way and allow spirit. And what I found for me is that if I take that time every day in the morning to meditate and connect with spirit, everything goes well. On the days that I don't, all hell breaks loose, right? It's like, oh, I should have meditated. And then we can meditate in the moment, go right to that space, right here, and put aside any baggage or any thoughts of the conditions that are happening out there and go to that space of love, because love is all there is. Bruce and Pam last week were actually asking, how did I come to this teaching? And it's like, well, let me just tell you. I actually was introduced to this teaching when I was in high school. My sister's boyfriend, Patrick Crane, still love him to this day. He said, you know what? There's a philosophy that I go to that I think your family would really, really like. And so we went and we were hooked. And that's when I was still in, because I was born in Nebraska, but we moved to California in the middle of my junior year, middle of my sister's senior year. And we had enough science of mind to be dangerous. Oh, I can do anything. I can basically walk on water. Yet we didn't understand the philosophy enough to know that you have to really get to that knowing space and love yourself enough to lift yourself to the next level. So we were trying to make things happen, willing things to happen, pushing the process instead of being in the gentle flow. And I'd gotten into a relationship after graduation that was not good, so I went back to Nebraska. Well, one thing you may not know is there are not a lot of the Centers for Spiritual Living back in Nebraska. So I met a Catholic and I married him. And it's like, oh, let's play Catholic this week. So I played Catholic for a very long time. Nice guy, wonderful family values, and we had four kids in the course of 3 3/4 years, which was great. Yay! I was being a good Catholic, going to confession and everything. And my sister would send me tapes, Science of Mind tapes, so that I could keep up on the philosophy. And it's like, I know this is the truth, and yet here's what we're doing over here. And I loved the symbology of everything. It was something that I had seen as a kid going to a friend's church, and it's like, okay, that's how I created that, because I saw them doing all these wonderful traditions and all of this wonderful little things that they would do that just seemed, oh, that's so religious. It's so in spirit. And yet it was so counterproductive for my whole life. And we started having some issues. I always know when relationships are going down the wrong road, when you're spending so much money trying to make it work. We're trying to make it work. And then found out that he had had an affair. And I said, did you go to confession? And he said, yes. And I said, what was the penance? Four Hail Marys. It's like, oh, well, I think I'm done with this. This religion is not really working for me. So we moved to Denver, and I went to the Mile High Church of Religious Science, and was absolutely fantastic. Yet I was still stuck in old thinking, and sometimes we're stuck in the old thinking. And I took the Science of Mind 1 class, and I had a practitioner that was brilliant and wonderful, and she saw right through me. And I'm still trying to make this relationship work, trying to make it work, yet I'm complaining and whining, and it's not working. And she asked me a pivotal question, and this is like my confession time, because this was a big, big deal. She asked me a pivotal question. She said, do you ever, wish that maybe he just wouldn't come home one day. And I started crying because I had wished that a lot. It's like, I don't know how to step out of this relationship. So I took my mind down a lot of different paths and a lot of different scenarios. I check out, maybe he checks out, something happens, because I did not know how to take ownership of my life. And I had started crying, and she said, well, you would rather be the poor widow who lost her husband rather than the bitch that left him. You're going to have to be the bitch that left him. Because I was stuck in victim mentality. And when you're stuck in victim mentality, then it's like, I don't have any choice over anything that's going. Life is just happening to me. I'm not taking responsibility. I'm not knowing that I am the writer, the director, the producer, the actor of my own life. Let me take that responsibility and let me step into the divinity and let me look at what would I love versus what do I not want and what can I get rid of. Let me set that baggage down. Let's stow that cargo and let that go down with the ship, because we do not need to have that baggage that keeps dragging us down or dragging us into victim mentality. Used to be a song, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going to go eat worms. Anybody ever sing that song when you were a kid? It was a song. And sometimes I hear people singing that. They'll show up in my office and it's like, could you please do a treatment? Because nobody likes me, everybody hates me. Might as well go eat worms, right? So it's like getting into that space of loving ourselves and choosing what we want. And not what can I make happen, but what would I love? Because we do not have to make anything happen. We allow it. And part of the allowing is having that picture in front of us. That's why it's so important for me to do the 40 Days to a Miracle, because many times we are not taking time to create the life that we want in mind. And part of that is writing it down and getting clear on it and visualizing it every single day. Albert Einstein used to say, if you can visualize anything for 10 minutes every day, you can step right into the picture. Yet sometimes that 10 minutes every day is more time. I don't have enough time. Anybody else get that way? It's like, oh, I'm so busy. I don't have time to visualize. I don't have time to affirm. I don't have time to create my life, is basically what I'm saying. So taking that time to create my life by visualizing it, verbalizing, and feelingly believing that it is already done. Ernest Holmes says this in this wonderful little book called Your Invisible Power. The power that is within you is the power of your word. The power is not so much a will as it is a willingness that is. You will never have to will things to happen. You will merely have to know that they are happening. So it's like creating that picture in mind and then going to that feeling space that is already here. It's already happening. Just like peace on earth, it is already here. It is already happening. And we could get looking at the conditions out there and say, oh no, but there's all this going on. Well, if we look way back into history, they used to kill each other for sport. Right? I mean, if you look way back in history, it was a sport. That's not happening today. Things have changed. And we are growing to another space. So as we become part of that knowingness, we go to that space of peace. It's like peace is within me. And if peace is within every cell in my being, then everyone around me has to be peaceful. Otherwise, they have to get far, far away. Pretty soon, they can't get far enough because we just spread out into the world. So the more we take our time to visualize that peace, to know that peace, then we just step right into the picture. So within, so without. And if we want a beautiful world, then it's taking that time every single day to already know that it's happening and it's unfolding. And also looking at the best life ever, what would I love in every situation? Because many times we'll get into a conflict or a confrontation and think that we have no control over that. Well, I can step back from that arena. I used to say, you know, if somebody's coming at you with anger and you come back at them, we're just run into a high level of anger. I think of those people in this crazy pool of dysfunction. Not that I'm judging, I'm discerning. And I can jump in and we're both going down. Or I can stand and say, this is your reality, this is my reality. We're both right. We don't have to push that I'm right and you're wrong. That's when we've stepped out of spirit. When we're in spirit, in God, in that space of love, I don't have to make myself right. I can allow you and your world to just be right, and I do not have to prove myself. What I realized is I was having conflict with someone, and it was mostly in mind. And a friend of mine, we went to breakfast, and we were talking about it. In fact, I think I'm going to write a book called Breakfast with Liz, because she's one of my little gurus. And she said, you know, you are upset because you had a different expectation, and it reminded me, that's right. Pain is in direct proportion to our expectations. If I expect that there's going to be love and peace and harmony with this relationship, and then all of a sudden there isn't, then I'm upset and I'm hurt. Because it's like, well, that's not what I expected. I expected the door to be open because that's what I would do. Sometimes we kind of expect people to be like us. And then they're not. And that's okay. However, that's where we get to take ourselves away from the crazy pool of dysfunction, if we want to claim it that way. Not that I'm judging. I might be a little bit. But that I'm discerning. It's like, okay, my expectation was here. Your expectation was here. That's okay. I'm going to step back and I'm going to love myself through this. And if you want to close the door there, that is your prerogative. Yet, my love is still going to come through, and I'm still going to see that there's love, peace, and harmony, and there is only one, that we are connected in this divine soup. There is only one. And if I can heal it in my own mind, then it's healed out here, and then I no longer have to carry that baggage. Because many times we'll just keep carrying that baggage and let me pull that story out and tell anyone and everyone. So be mindful of the stories that you're telling. Because this is the chapter that you're writing. So let's write that chapter of love, peace, harmony, goodness, and so much good. And that it's the best day ever. Because it's always the best day ever, as long as we claim it that way, right? Best day ever. And I'm excited about life. And then there's days that we're like, oh yeah, life, not going my way. That's when it's like, all right, let me take a moment and make sure that I come and have that affirmation flow into my mind. And the more we do affirmations, the more they get embedded in our head. That's why I love the songs that we sing on Sunday. Put a little love in your heart, right? Right. Best day ever. Life is good. I believe I can fly. So keeping those mantras inside of us, lifting ourselves up to another level, and being mindful that when those other thoughts come up, it's like, get away, step away from me, and let's move to a higher consciousness. Ernest Holmes says this in Ernest Holmes' words, "We are happy when life flows through us into creative self-expression. This cannot happen while we judge ourselves or others. When we are so alive that nothing goes from us but love, there will be no condemnation of ourselves or others." Could we just be in that space of love all the time? And even if we're having one of those days, it's like, let me just immerse myself in love. Let me take a breath in, breathe in, love is, I am. Let me go to a mantra that's going to serve me and serve the world instead of going to that space of judging, going to that space of everyone else is wrong and I'm right, or I'm wrong and everybody else is right, which used to be mine. And I used to think of this with ego. Ego is when somebody's saying, I'm right, everyone else is wrong, I'm better than everyone else isn't. And low self-esteem is when we're saying, I'm down here, everyone else is up here. But if we get to that balance where we know we're all connected, that you are fabulous, I am fabulous, we are all good. Life is good, and love is flowing through, in, as, and through me. That I can just send love out to the world. Knowing that each one of us is that ambassador of love. So as ambassadors of love, here's what I know about each one of you. I know that when you walk down the street, flowers are smiling. Mm-hmm. Trees are blowing and saying, yes, yes, yes. That the whispers of the universe are saying, thank you for showing up. The universe would not be the same had you not shown up. Thank you for showing up. And taking that mantra, what if we all got to that space of holding ourselves in that wonderful sacred space that this isn't just random life, it's life. And it's amazing. And each one of us are gorgeous and loving and beautiful and fabulous. That we get to come out here and create. We get to go where no man has ever gone before, or no person. It is the adventure of being open to what happens, the adventure of life. I'm open to the goodness. I'm going to set my picture of what I'm wanting, and then I'm open to the willingness of allowing spirit to flow with ease and grace. So let's go inside our heart of hearts. Knowing that as we start our descent, please make sure that your seat backs and tray tables are in the upright position. Make sure that your seat belt is securely fastened and all carry-on baggage is stowed beneath the seat, never to be seen again. Please remain seated as we go inside our heart of hearts, knowing that as we open any overhead bins, that shift does happen. So as shift is happening right in, as and through each one of us, we go to this loving space right here, right now, that we'll carry with us always, knowing that there is only one, one life, one God, one spirit, one infinite intelligence that flows in, as, and through each and every cell in our beings. That one spirit, that one creative intelligence flows the oceans, allows the stars and planets to align, just as it allows every cell in our being to align. With ease, with grace, with love, with joy. As I speak my word and claim in this moment, that as we breathe in love. As we exhale, we know I am love. Love is, I am. In this wonderful oneness, this wonderful cosmic soup, I know that all of our cells are vibrating at a whole new level, a whole new light. That we just release anything that doesn't serve us. Letting go of any thoughts that take us away from spirit. Staying in that beautiful spirit space. That beautiful love space. That is our divine intention. That's why we showed up. Love. Peace. Joy. The adventure of being alive. That we take on that adventure, we take on that task as we clearly chart our course by visualizing exactly what it is that we choose. That we know that it's already unfolding, it's already happening with every cell in our being. We are magnetizing that goodness right here, right now. It's already done. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing that life is good and life is very good. I just release my word into the universal action of the law, knowing all is well. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is. Namaste. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. All right, we got to let that go. It's too hot. Thank you. Yay for all of us for being here today, for getting up on a Sunday morning and creating the life we love. Inside of your programs, we have the offertory affirmation. If the ushers will please come forward as we say our affirmation together. From the love of pure spirit within me, I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal, to bless, and to prosper. It is evidence of my faith and my belief. It does great work in the world and